Hello and welcome to Widnes Rugby Chat episode 27. Thanks as always for listening and for all your comments. This comes after the Barrow game, which Widnes won 38 points to 14, and ahead of this weekend's trip to Featherstone Rovers. Just some short bits and bobs from me. Later on in this episode, I've got interviews with Phil Cantillon, who was a guest of the club at the game against Barrow, and Christine, who's been speaking to Adrian Jackson. I just wanted to go through a few things before we move on to those interviews. Thanks as always to our sponsors, Musical All Sorts, PD Law, Arnold Gorse Financial Management and Deals the Jewellers. The Barrow game was a good display from Widnes, I thought, certainly for the first 60 minutes. 38-2 in front at one point, a couple of interception tries late on sort of added a bit of gloss to the scoreline from a Barrow point of view. I think Widnes had scored 22 points in the first 13-14 minutes of the second half, and I thought they might rack up a cricket score, but as it was, they sort of overplayed a little bit towards the end. But I mean, I don't think you can criticise them too much for that. A third game in 9 days and 3 wins, so big positive, I thought. I thought Christine, actually, who we've got later on in this show, I thought he had a very good game. Joe Lyons made his 20th appearance for the club, which means he's the 15th member of the Club 20 initiative, which is the club's target to get players through the development pathway at the club and making 20 appearances for the club prior to 2020. I thought Lyons had a good game, certainly defensively. You know, and obviously it was good to see Anthony Gelling back as well playing. He went off with about 15-20 minutes to go. Always good to have him in the lineup. And we're starting to get to a point now where Widnes have got a relatively healthy squad. You know, like everyone's, most of the key players are back now and playing. I mean, you know, Harrison Hansen was missing. You'd imagine that probably Hansen maybe Ryan Ince would be the only two that perhaps would get into the starting team who are unavailable at the moment. So that's positive, of course. We've not really got a great deal of hope of getting to the top five anymore, but if you can finish as high up the table as possible, that would be great. A few fixture points that the club have put out this week. The Batley game has been moved forward to Friday 21st of June with an 8 p.m. kickoff. The club say that they're committed to winning the 1895 Cup, so they've brought forward that league game from the Sunday to the Friday to accommodate the 1895 Cup game against Dewsbury, which is at home on Wednesday the 26th of June with an 8 p.m. kickoff. And the ticket prices for the Dewsbury game are £20 for adults, £15 for concessions, £10 for juniors. But everyone buying a ticket for that Dewsbury game gets a £5 voucher for the club shop as well. Of course, the 1895 Cup games aren't included in the season ticket, so you know, all money from that game. It's a good opportunity for this club, of course, to get the ticket sales from the game, because, of course, season ticket holders, season ticket revenues was taken by the previous owners of the club. So there are a few notices from this week. I'll go straight into the interviews now. Thanks to Adrian Jackson for these. He caught up with Phil Cantillon, who was back at the club. Of course, Phil had a very stellar career at Widnes, helped the club get up to Super League. He's one of the club's top try scorers, of course, had the record of most tries by a forward in one season, scored 7 tries in a match as well. He was presented onto the pitch at half-time against Barrow. Adrian caught up with him after the game, and he also caught up with Christine. Hope you enjoy the interviews. Please do leave your comments, suggestions, whatever it is you want to know or want to see on the show. Please do comment on Twitter or on YouTube or wherever. Please do leave a review as well on the iTunes store, on the podcast app, and on Spotify as well. And I'll see you next week.
In the company of Widnes legend and Phil Cantillon. Phil Cantillon, welcome back to Widnes. How does it feel to be back at the club where it all began for you?
Thank you. It feels great. Great to see so many old friends and fans, and received a great reception from the fans at half time. Not been back to the UK for 8 years, emigrated to Australia, so I wanted to come on and say hello to all the fans in the club.
You mentioned you moved to Australia. How did that come about and why did it come about?
Well, more of a lifestyle change. I managed to secure a visa and secure some employment over there, living close to Sydney, and we took the opportunity 8 years with the family.
Do you keep tabs on the World Rugby League over there?
Oh, certainly. I certainly keep in touch with the Widnes scores and the Widnes progress. It's good to see that the Vikings, you know, are progressing now. They've stabilised the club a bit. Really sad to hear what happened to the club a few months back. And it's good to see some of the players, you know, come out and support the club and the team really get behind the club.
Being back here, does it bring back all the memories from way back in the day?
Oh, yeah, some great memories. I had 5 years here. I was fortunate to score some try-scoring records, help the club get into Super League and stay in Super League, and also play for England and Ireland during that time. So fantastic memories, great relationship with the fans, and made some friends for life with the players.
You mentioned your scoring record. It's actually a world record you hold. I don't think many people know that.
Yeah, I believe it's still going. It's not something you look too back into. Breaking an icon of rugby league, Ellery Hanley's try scoring record is really, really special. That was 2001 with 48, and managed to score the most tries for the club at some. A lot of it was down to the players and the team at that time as well, not just individuals.
You mentioned you've been here 5 years. What memories do you hold of the club?
Oh, really, really special memories. They're probably the best times of my life and my career. From a personal perspective, you know, as mentioned, scoring those try scoring records. It's going to be 100th try against Castleford, the grand final beating Oldham, and the world records at the home ground as well. Really, really special. But again, just really, really good being part of a team and being part of a special club.
Do you still keep tabs with your former teammates?
Yeah, there's quite a lot of ex-Vikings living in Australia, so we do keep in touch every now and again. And it's really good to catch up with some old friends today at the club.
You're at the game today. What did you think of the game?
Good to see the Vikings getting a result against Barrow, and hopefully we move up in the league. Good to see really the young lads coming through as well. We've got 12 to 13 academy lads coming through, and good to see the investments in the youth, which hopefully are going to be the cornerstone of the club for many years to come.
Being retired over 10 years now, do you think the game's changed since your time?
Definitely changed. And different eras. You know, I played, you know, in the early 90s and 2000s, and the game changed a lot. Is it better or is it worse? Who knows, kind of thing. I think it comes from different eras. But I was really fortunate to play with a lot of good players during that time. Good to see people making their own mark in the game today.
What do you think of the standards in Super League then for them?
To be honest, I don't really watch Super League too much. I watch a lot of NRL within Australia. I think a bit of chalk and cheese, if I'm honest. The real quality of when you watch the State of Origin is really, really good. But it's good to see that we're really investing in the homegrown talent and we're giving them the opportunity to progress.
I'm sure when you walk that on the pitch, one or two Widnes fans would have been remembering your tries. I'm sure they'll have special memories of yourself as well.
Yeah, I did ask a few questions around if I brought my boots, but you know, I'm way too old for that. But really good to hear the chance of, you know, Uai Cantalon, and really special memories, you know, with the fans. And I certainly appreciate it, and the team certainly appreciate that support.
Always great to see you, Phil, and good luck with the rest of you, whatever you do in your life.
Yeah, thank you.
Christine, 3 games in 9 days and 3 wins. Confidence in the move must be buzzing.
Yeah, we're made up with that. We did set a target of 3 wins. We thought we could get it, and we played well in all three, and luckily we come out the other side of it. A few tired bodies, but we'll rest up and get ready for next week.
It sounds a tough all week, isn't it?
Definitely, yeah. I mean, it's difficult with a cup game in between two league games, but I thought we'd come out of it all right. Yeah, I said, 3 wins. What more can we ask for? So we're in a good place at the minute.
Ended with a dominant performance against Barrow, and you must have been really happy with the energy as well. Just seemed to be pulsing for the full 80.
Yeah, we've put a big emphasis on our start the last week with these three games, because it was a place where we thought we could improve. So we did what we said we'd do. Started well, and I thought it made the games easier for us, really. Mm-hmm. So today, as regards to today, it was a good performance. I think both their tries were interceptions, so they didn't break us down with their attack. So that's one positive we can take out of it.
I'm going to say defensively pretty solid.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, first half just a penalty, and like I said, the two tries, I think they were both interceptions. So yeah, we'll take a lot from that. We'll have a look at it probably Tuesday and go from there.
Quick fire start, that just seemed to set the platform for the rest of the game.
Yeah, it did. Like I said, it's something we've worked on, starting big and trying to get a lead up, or trying to not blow teams away, but being games and wear them down towards the end of the game. So, but luckily we're going in at half time with decent leads, and now I think we've got the mentality that we're we're holding to them leads and adding to them and finishing games strong.
Certainly playing with a lot of confidence as well.
Yeah, we are. I mean, that's wins bring confidence, and it's not a nice place when you go in and you've got beat. So we're going into training, we're all buzzing again, and it rubs off on you as a player. So we'll just keep doing what we're doing and hopefully keep picking them wins up.
As a more experienced player in the side, what's it like playing with all these young kids?
Yeah, they keep you on your toes. It's a good set of lads, really talented bunch of players. And yeah, it's just our job as older senior players to guide them a bit and help them and do our jobs to the best of our ability and help them bring them on to do theirs. But yeah, if they keep their heads down and keep doing what they're doing, I'm sure they've got big futures.
Good team effort out there, but how did you feel you went?
Yeah, I felt all right, yeah. A bit tired after three games, but that was expected. But yeah, I feel like my performances are being okay at the minute, so just keep working hard, get my recovery done now and go next week.
Two more points in the bag. Next lot of Featherstone Rovers, that's going to be a tougher challenge than what it was in the 1895 Cup.
Definitely, they've come into a bit of form now and they've got up that league table. I think they've had a good result today and won, so that's going to be a really tough game. We're going to have to really work hard next week and we're going to come away with a win. But we're confident against anybody at the minute, so we'll go up there and hopefully do a job on them.
Cheers, Chris.
Thank you.